Yvette Schenck was on the phone there with us, and she is the president of Canada's Church of Scientology. 905-338-1250, 877-JOY-1250. Phone lines are open right now for you, folks. Would it bother you if the Scientology headquarters landed in your neighborhood? Yes or no? I don't know if you saw the Toronto Star this week. Kind of revealed that the new national head office of the Church of Scientology will be located just north of Toronto, virtually in my backyard up in Hockley Valley. This article also mentioned how the faith, which boasts celebrity followers like Tom Cruise and John Travolta, is often accused of exploiting its followers for financial gain and is criticized for its controversial beliefs, including its public rejection of psychiatry. Of course, that was the big stink when Tom Cruise and Brooke Shields had a little spat about, depression drugs, I think was, she was talking about postpartum depression,
yes.
Right? Oscar-winning screenwriter and fellow Canadian Paul Haggis was also interviewed recently by The New Yorker about his high-profile split from Scientology and his many and long-standing concerns about the organization. So the question is this, folks. If you found out that the Scientology headquarters was moving into your neighborhood, would that bother you enough to complain or protest? 877-JOY-1250 is our toll-free number. That line is open for you. The other ones are all fulled up. When someone hangs up, that's your opportunity to call in, 905-338-1250. Right now, 877-JOY-1250. The toll-free line is open. If you found out that the Scientology headquarters was moving into your neighborhood, would that bother you enough to complain or protest? Or would you feel similar to a local councillor in Caledon? I think it was Cal. It might have been a Mono counselor, actually. That makes more sense. That said, as long as they obey the law and pay their taxes, there shouldn't be a problem. How do you feel? How do you feel?
You asking me or are you waiting for
I
people to...
I don't care
to...
what you say. Doug, what do you think?
Oh, hi. Yeah, no, I just want to tell everybody, I've been a Scientologist for 40 years.
Okay.
My kids are Scientologists, and people don't have anything to be worried about. We're part of the community. We help out. You know, we do things. You know, one of the things that Yvette didn't mention was the drug awareness.
Yes, she did mention that, yeah.
And the way to happiness and things like that that mm-hmm. really benefit the community. I was recently actually in L.A., and there's a big shindig get-together down there, and the mayor of Los Angeles was there and the police chief. And, you know, so it's a very community-oriented kind of organization.
So are you saying that over the years that you've been a Scientologist, there's all this media stuff that says there's a lot of controversy about Scientology is all hogwash?
You know, any time that you're part of trying to change things, you're going to get some flack, right? It just happens.
Right.
You know, you mentioned psychiatry. We're not against psychiatry per se. You know, we're against the abuses. You know, back in the 70s, it was all about psychosurgery and shock treatment.
Right.
People being confined for 72 hours and given ECT before it was even determined whether they were mentally ill. You know, that was back in the 60s and 70s. You know, the sort of... you know, really abusive stuff. These days, it's about ADHD and diagnosing kids with ADHD and giving them Ritalin.
And I agree. I think we overprescribe. I think most people would say we overprescribe. We got to knock that stuff off pretty good. So,
right.
So good on you guys for having a hard look at that. But I think one of the things, correct me if I'm wrong, Doug, but, you know, the public perception is that the turn the other cheek isn't really... going too well in the Scientologist realm, especially when someone decides to leave, or if they decide to leave and turn around and go, and here's why I left, these guys are nuts, or these guys are this, or these guys are that. I have seen enough evidence to suggest that, boy, sometimes there's some really vindictive behavior that goes on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Yvette would call them apostates,
right.
People who have been part of the organization. And, you know, one thing I've come to understand is that people who care a lot at one point for the organization, sometimes when they do things that aren't really jiggy, you know, as part of the moral code that they were part of, they tend to turn with a little more vehemence. And I think some of the biggest critics of any organization are people who used to be part of it, and they loved it, and they were...
And that's across the board. That's with most organizations.
That's with most organizations.
Yeah.
And I think the most vocal people who attack any organization are ex-members, you know?
Right.
And we go about, I mean, there have been, I have to say, you know, there have been a lot of changes in the 40 years that I've been in.
Right.
There's been a lot more outreach.
In the early years,
there was like all kinds of stuff. There was like, you know, it was like.
Yeah, the FBI were all over your guys' butts.
Well, we had in Toronto, we had plants coming in all the time, you know, from various news organizations, right?
Right.
And it was like, holy moly, what's going on here? All we're trying to do is get better.
Right.
We're just people who are
trying to
improve.
But there were some serious convictions that came out of the raids. Serious convictions. And I guess, just to sort of wrap this up, we've got to get to another call here.
Yeah.
But over the last few years, I've interviewed a few people who have worked with David Miscavige.
Mm-hmm.
He's the big cheese, for lack of a better term.
Sure.
And the reports are fairly consistent that this guy, you don't want to get on the wrong side of. And I'm not sure how comfortable I'd feel, laying down... serving an organization whose leader has that kind of reputation of being that angry or that physical.
Well, keep in mind this reputation has only come from like a small handful of people in the last, 4 to 5 months.
Right.
I can't speak to that myself because any time I've seen him in public, he's always represented, I think,
well.
Our religion well.
Okay.
So I can't say to that, and it's sort of a he said, you know,
yeah,
she said
you're
kind
right.
of a thing.
You're right. There's some bizarre claims out there on the other
very
side.
Very bizarre stuff.
Yep, you're right.
And I think we're going back again, the apostate, the guy who was, you know, these are people who work directly with him, right?
Right, right.
So,
well, look,
and they were fired.
Doug, I appreciate you calling in and
sure.
Tell us a little bit about your point of view. Thanks a lot.
Okay, no problem.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
905-338-1250, 877-JOY-1250, toll free. The line is open. Nan, you're on the Drew Marshall Show. Would you be upset if the Scientology headquarters moved into your backyard?
I certainly would.
Okay, how come?
I have been a Scientologist.
Okay.
And I know what Scientology truly, really is. There was a comment by, or a question presented on the comments at the Orangeville Banner.
Yes.
By Chinook.
Okay.
Who asked, should I be worried? And my answer to that writer is absolutely, you should be worried.
But why, though?
Because Scientology... Well, for one thing, I was asked to break the law for Scientology, and if I didn't, I would be expelled from it as a Scientologist.
Wow, that's out now.
And I did it.
Can you tell us about that?
I shouldn't.
Right. Well, you're
yeah,
not.
I have told you about it. That was the issue. I've done that.
Right. How long ago was that?
Well, I was in from 69 to 72.
Okay.
And I have been here on the outside for 39 years.
And maybe that was just, you know, so I'm just trying to take the other side of someone neutral listening in, and they might say, well, you know, maybe the person who asked you to do this stuff, maybe that person was a bit dodgy, not the whole organization.
That person was the executive director of the Toronto organization, the treasurer, and the head of the dissemination department. So I wouldn't say that it was a dodge.
Right.
No, it was the real thing.
Is there a chance that they could have maybe become an organization with more integrity these days?
I have heard very definitely to the contrary. That is not true. I have been following the Australian Senator Xenophone, who has been trying to, good heavens, I'm getting the background of this.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Been trying to put down Scientology in Australia?
He's been calling for an inquiry.
Oh, okay.
Into the events of Scientology.
Right.
And as such, they have received some success. They are looking for a judicial inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have been on deck there. I have tried. But there's a need for education.
Well,
people need to be educated and then make their own choices. If they are fully educated and fully informed of the real facts, the real truths.
And so you're saying that anybody who lives in the Orangeville area, they should educate themselves about Scientology and then make their decision whether they'd like this in their backyard or not.
Absolutely.
Right.
I think it is very important. People who accept only one side are not showing that they really understand what they're talking about.
Okay, we are on the phone with Nan, who just called us, and we're asking the question at this point in the show, would it bother you if the Scientology headquarters landed in your neighborhood, as it has in mine? Over in Hockley Valley, they're going to be opening up one of their big conference centers. It will be Canada's national headquarters. And they did an article in the Orangeville paper about it. And I called the Orangeville paper, and they said, no, there really hasn't been that much of a response. There was no real outcry. And as a matter of fact, man, I had someone I'll just let our listeners know there's a line open, 905-338-1250, 877-JOY-1250. That's our toll-free number right across Canada and down into the States. 877-JOY-1250 or 905-338-1250. The question we're asking is, would it bother you if the Scientology headquarters landed in your neighborhood like it is in mine? And Nan, someone said to me in a conversation I had this week, they said, I actually am more upset about the big Hindu and Buddhist temples that are going up in our neighborhood more than I am the Scientology headquarters being there. What do you say to that, Nan?
I'm saying that they, again, don't know the reality of Scientology and what it really is all about.
So give us one good reason why we should really not want the organization, not your personal experience, but something about Scientology that they believe that you think is going to be harmful to the community of Orangeville or Caledon.
Imprisonment.
Okay, now that is one of the reasons the protester in the Orangeville banner was there, because he said he had a really hard time leaving the organization when he decided he wanted to leave.
Yes.
So are you saying they lock people
that
up?
They have a whole system called the RPF, which is Rehabilitation Project Force, which enforces people to live as a slave to Scientology, and they cannot get out.
Did that happen to you?
No.
But you've
that's subsequent to my leaving.
So you've heard about it happening to others?
Oh, I have documentation for everything I say.
Right, right.
I mean, I'm not just talking off the top of my head.
Right.
I know these for facts, and I have the documents to prove them.
Would Yvette Shank know who you are?
Probably. Absolutely. I'm a declared suppressive.
Declared suppressive.
Yes.
I think that's my role in the evangelical church.
Well, that makes two of us.
There you go. We're outsiders. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, Nan. Thank you very much.
Well, this other person asked that that people who had information be allowed. She requested that we call. So I am more or less trying to follow through and help that person, whether it be male or female, I do not know.
Okay.
And to suggest that the legislators and the police forces all have a need to be educated and to educate themselves. I really believe this very strongly.
Nan, I appreciate your call.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I would agree with Nan from the, wow. Certainly from the point of view that I think we make knee-jerk reactions, and we make we have reactions, and we make decisions based on a lot of decisions are based on misinformation, not just on how we feel about other belief systems, but about things like politics or relationships.
Mm-hmm.
We really make a lot of misinformed decisions.
Yes. I mean, even just our council of many kind of spews that as well with regards to misinformed and, you know, knee-jerk reactions and, you know, what do I do? And
now you're Mr. Liberal.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Hug and kiss everybody.
Yes.
Would you be okay with the Scientology headquarters being in your backyard?
Well, here's the challenge. As Yvette was speaking, and you and I have, I think, have even either said this on air or agreed this in some way, that it's usually the non-Christians that make better examples of being a Christian than the Christians do. Mm-hmm. And I think...
Well, not usually.
Yeah, well, usually. No, but I'm saying, you know, when we talk to non-Christians, let's say, and I hate using that term again because it sounds judgmental and that's not what we're about here, is the idea that... You know, you drove around and all this kind of stuff and went to try and find people to help, and the Scientology Church was one of the only places that was going to have to help.
Yep.
With regards to this.
The Buddhists didn't help. The Hindus didn't help.
Well, did any of the churches that you would have gone to in your
area?
There was one.
My home church actually kicked in and found a family who were willing to vacate their house to let all these girls come in.
Well, one church and the Scientology were the only people that were doing it. So what do you say, man?
Yeah, I know. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, hi. My name is Shane.
Hi, Shane. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm online listening to you guys. Just finished talking with Nan, and we're chatting up about misinformed people and whatnot.
Sure. So we're asking the question, would it bother you if Scientology headquarters landed in your neighborhood?
Well, I am a Scientologist.
Okay.
So I have to say no.
Okay.
But I was just wanted to comment about Nan. It sounds like she has an agenda. Like she said she was told to call in. She said that she, she has documentation, so she's kind of like, she looks like she's on some sort of program to, you know.
Yeah, well, there's a
Scientology.
Yeah, and just because someone has an agenda doesn't mean they're conspiratorial idiots. I think obviously she is an ex-Scientologist. She has studied it, researched it. Maybe that means we should listen more to her or less to her. What are you saying?
Well, I don't know. It's just you have to kind of weed through what she's saying to understand exactly what her motive is.
Right.
Fine, she can call in and say, you know, just understand about what Scientology is before you're against or for it. I think that's brilliant. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow.
So, is there anything that she said that you disagree with, other than it sounds like she has an agenda, which I think we could all agree. Sure, she does have an agenda, but that doesn't necessarily mean we shouldn't listen to her.
Well, it's like she clouded her facts a little bit in that she, you know, she had hearsay. She had somebody else's information that she was running off of and no particular information of her own.
Well,
so,
she did say she personally was asked by fairly high uppers in the Scientology to go and do something that was, according to her, against the law. So that's not necessarily hearsay. It sounds like it's hearsay.
There was another issue.
There were other issues she was talking about. But what do you say? Well, I mean, you can't negate the fact that she did come up with primary source and material, right?
Well, she's talking about the Rehabilitation Project Force and that somebody had told her this information. She has documentation.
No. What I mean is, as Tim was saying, she was asked. So her story is she was asked by Scientology bigwigs to do stuff that was illegal. Otherwise, she'd be kicked out.
Yeah, that to me sounds preposterous. And
well, hold on. No.
It
doesn't sound preposterous when you look at some of the judicial proceedings that have happened over the last two or three decades, where the FBI as well as CSIS have arrested and convicted a number of Scientology executives or whatever leaders, and you know they were convicted for doing illegal things. So just because someone in Scientology is saying, or an ex-Scientologist has said, someone in Scientology asked me to do something illegal, that doesn't mean it's preposterous because it's already happened.
Well, I understand that. I just, the Scientologists I know and the executives that I know in present time and I've been in Scientology for about 17 years.
Okay. You can't see them doing that.
That's right.
Right.
That's why I say it's preposterous. So I don't know what happened whenever that was. She was talking 60s or 70s or some such thing. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
Are you going to the shindig tonight?
I am.
All right, well, I'll see you there. I'm the real tall, sexy, bald guy.
Okay, great.
Well, tall and bald.
Okay, that's enough out of you. Appreciate your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, let's move along.
What about you? What do you think? It is your show, as I'm always hearing.
Yeah, somebody said this to me as an analogy, and then they said to me, don't use this analogy because it'll confuse people. You don't want to, you'll get in trouble if you use this analogy.
Okay,
but
try me.
That's like a red flag to me. So
okay.
I have to use this analogy now.
All right.
Someone opens their door and there's a baby in the bassinet on the front step. And they go, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with that baby. And they shut the door and leave it. And the baby freezes to death that night.
Okay.
There'd be an outcry, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a bad person.
Yep.
Yet, the majority of us, vast majority of us, are turning our backs on babies around the world every day.
Absolutely we are.
So just because it's in our backyard, it just magnifies the situation. So I wonder if the backyard thing means we really should have been looking into Scientology and what it believes and what they believe and what they don't believe before the backyard scenario comes into play. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is we don't have time to look into every nook and cranny of every faith system out there to figure out whether we're on board with it or not, so that when they do move into our neighborhood, we can decide whether we're going to protest or not.
Yeah, our faith system's messed up enough as it is.
True. So I kind of agree with the counselor, the Mona counselor, who said, as long as they're not breaking the law and they pay their taxes, and they make some attempt to, I think, now this is going to sound a little redneck, but I think if they make some attempt to fit in with the community and serve the local community, I think those are good things. If we find that there's all of a sudden an increased proselytization campaign in the local area, and Yvette said there wouldn't be that, but all of a sudden we find out that there is.
Yeah.
Then I think a stink should be raised.
Okay.
Because I think that's not respecting the area in which you reside at all.
Yeah.
Right. However, look at the churches, and you gotta keep looking at what you believe, the wacky things you believe, and realize that other people, when you're gonna point the finger and say, you guys believe wacky stuff? Well, so do Jesus people.
Yeah.
There is something weird about God, period.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So every faith system's got a little something weird going on.
Yeah.
Every faith system has done dumb things. Every person in every faith system, we're not all angels.
No,
we're not. Jerks, and I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, this should be called the jerk show, really.
So if we find out that there's any of this you can't leave stuff going on, or we have evidence to show us that they are vindictive to those that leave and prosecutorial, and they can't buy into the turn your other cheek. See, that's the big thing for me. If you're a big turn your other cheek cult, well, then I'd like to really look into why people are seeing you as a cult, because I think we react too much and we put the word cult on too many people. I'm not saying whether this is or isn't, because I don't have enough information.
Right.
There's stuff they believe that I think is culty. Many churches I've been to are culty.
Oh, yeah.
So all I'm saying is, if people are free to come and go, and you're all about turn the other cheek, and you're all about affecting the world for change, positive, if love is your mandate, I'm willing to give you a wide berth.
Okay.
How's that?
That's good.
Let's move on.
You're a smart man, Drew Marshall.
Folks, we are going to talk with Tony Jones next, author, theologian, postmodern emergent guru. A couple of weeks ago, Tony publicly asked our friend from last week, Peter Rollins, to give up atheism for Lent. So today we're going to get to the bottom of this unholy duel. Tony Jones up next. And then later in the show, we've got more guests. But I'm not going to tell you who they are, because you got to stay with us. That's called a hook, Tim. That's a hook.
You hook me.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show, and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details, or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.